Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 130, take 3, great technical difficulties. Yes. Who's got their phone ringing, too?
That was me, yours? that was me. We're doing really good today. Really good.
Take this 7, 16 minutes in, and we're finally starting. Okay.
How did this podcast get a 1 out of 10 last week?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
My name's Dave, ADHD Dave.
It is.
With me, always, is Carrie, the American Arbitrage guy.
Hello, friends.
Not anymore, though. American Arbitrage Cards guy. And then down below is Common Wealthy.
So much money. Piles of money. There's just bags of money below the screen there, guys.
He eats money for breakfast.
He does.
Okay, so.
Protein.
I don't know. I'm all thrown off. This was weird. I'm apparently. You know, an S Corp now, Kevin. I'm
paying payroll taxes,
which just seems like I'm giving the government more money for no good reason. But maybe it'll work out in the end.
Because you have to pay, you got to pay the self-employment tax on all of that money, unless you're doing this way, you only pay the self-employment tax
but
on that part of
it.
I
pay it at the end of the year as opposed to. Okay, so yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It's all very confusing. I'm just glad that
it's
I used my reseller genie link down below, which I don't
even use.
But, you know, save
there
money
There is no
on
link.
It.
You took all the links out
ADHD
of the stuff
Dave.
Below. I got to go out and fix all the nonsense you did. You just got the Patreon out there, Dave's Patreon. Yeah,
exactly, guys. Do we have any available, like, motivational spots or anything? I probably have to do those, don't I?
You are late again, shockingly. Yes.
Yeah,
yes, you are
but
late
you know
again.
It's going to be good. It's going to be worth it. That's really what's
I
important.
Hope so, because there's a lot of people that message me. They're like, "Am I ever going to get motivated?" And,
do they really do that? Who's doing that?
I'm like, listen, I can't make him do things he doesn't want to do. If you were a card and you were for sale,
I don't even think about it. I forget.
If you were a card and you were a dollar, he'd give you the time of day. But otherwise, he's not interested in you at all.
That's not it. That's not it. I'm a free spirit.
There's a lot going on in the world. My brain's all over the place. A lot of poop, a lot of pee. Did you see my video where the girls picked my orders and someone peed on the floor?
I did. I didn't see that part. I watched quite a bit, but I didn't see.
Dude, it was in the first minute and a half. So thanks for watching.
No, that's not. No, what are you talking about? I watched the first.
The
maybe
first
I,
minute
like,
and a half. Someone peed on the floor.
If you watch, if you watch the episodes where I'm picking the orders, I think I've been in 4. Every one, there's an Easter egg in there. There was a moment where I peed.
Yeah,
there was. You have to
everyone.
Find it though.
He pees in every single one.
I pee in everything and everywhere.
But what the video taught me. The video taught me that. And I don't know why I haven't been
You're
doing
not necessary.
This all along. No, what it taught me is, like, if I ever have friends in a video or a private pic, I'm turning off the comments. It is not worth the emotional stress.
Oh, see, I thought you turned it off from the get-go.
No, I didn't. I turned it on and then got... We had tears in the house, and so it got turned off. And that's just, like, you know, people are just brutal. People are brutal for no good reason. And it's like that private pic, like, it was a really nice person that I did the private pic with a couple weeks or months back. And that relationship's kind of ruined because the comments were so brutal. And so, like, I think for private pics, I'm not going to even turn on comments anymore. I think I'm done. I mean, do you leave them on for private picks, Kev, or you don't really do many private picks?
I do a few. I actually have one coming up. It is tough, especially when you know the people, you know. Like, I've done private picks with one of my old coaches. I did one with a parent of some kids I used to coach and teach. And, yeah, it makes you a little nervous because, you know, they're acquaintances or friends of yours for years, and you don't want to.
Yeah,
you know,
ruin the relationship based on what other people are saying, which is
and other people say stuff. That's
they say
just
crazy
a fact.
Stuff. Yeah, so it's just, it's exhausting.
It's like 99% of people don't comment or say anything; they just watch. And then there's like a good percentage that is kind or has something positive to say. And then there's just there's like that little 0.02% that can't help but vomit out whatever's in their head at all times. It's kind of like you, but it's like. But it's like the
worse.
Devil on the shoulder.
Malicious.
You. Like the malicious Dave, which you're not, but like a malicious Dave.
It was annoying. But anyways, I thought the video was very cute. It was like a fun idea. And I, you know, I did nothing and still got like, what, thousands of views?
Yeah.
I don't even know how many, but many thousand views. I don't remember how many.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and they pulled my orders and they only couldn't find a couple things.
I actually went to comment on it and I'm like, oh. Comments are off. I'm like, that was a good move, Dave, but it was just a little too late.
Well, okay, so
I texted you. I texted you an insult about your face.
Yeah, thank you.
I could get that out of my system.
I had this plan and this strategy. I was going to put it live, see how the comments came in, and if they were good, like, I wasn't saying when it was going to go live, right? I didn't say what time of day it was going to go live to the stars of the show. And so my plan was, like, 30 minutes after it goes live, I'll go in, I'll check the comments, see if they're okay, see if people are being, you know, humans or subhumans, whatever, mm-hmm. see kind of way they... And then I would decide if I wanted to turn off comments or not. And sadly, Brandon asked me while we're picking, he's like, when's the video go live? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. He's like, isn't it going live already? I'm like, shh, Brandon, it's going to stop. I didn't look at the comments yet. He's like, oh. But it was too late. It was too late.
I had a person, like, basically this week, Don grabbed a couple packs of sports cards for me at the Target because I was probably sound asleep. It was, you know, only 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, you're gonna blame this on Don.
I'm not blaming it. No, it was they were messed up. They were saying that's not, you don't have a girlfriend, that's not your girlfriend's hand, that's, you know, it's your right hand.
Your hand,
girlfriend.
Carrie.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, it doesn't take that much. I literally open boxes like 90% of those videos. You can see I don't have any tattoos, and Dawn has a ton of tattoos
all over your hands.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, it's not the comment so much that bothers me, it's just the laziness of just not even doing a little bit of research before you comment.
Yeah, and pretty much none of the comments were valid even. They were just people being mean for the sake of meanness.
I love the comments. I put a Goodwill video out. Another one, and then I put one out on Facebook, and I love the comments of people who clearly they only read the title or looked at the thumbnail and leave a comment based on it. There's no chance they watched the video, and it's like, who does that? Who would even take the time to comment on something they didn't watch?
Negative comments should only be like seriously evil people. You know what I mean? Just like if Jeffrey Dahmer had a page, he should get bad comments. Kevin deserves most of what he gets.
No, I think
that's
Kevin, actually, what he deserves is an Emmy. Because I watched one of his recent Flipper videos.
He is such a good actor.
I watched one of his recent Flipper videos, and the acting in it was like, sold this, and it only took 2 years, and I only made $200. Ugh, I'm so done flipping. Like, literally, that's like the first
it's
5 minutes
over,
of the video.
It's only the seventh time I've used that title this month.
It was the whole time. Listen, Kevin.
It was five sales.
The idea, the concept was
people
cute.
Liked that
it
video.
Was cutesy. Yeah, it was cutesy. But the acting, like, was it supposed to be that over the top bad? Because it was like really bad acting.
Watch it.
Like,
it was supposed to be. It was the point. It was sarcasm.
It was
sarcasm.
Aggressively mediocre sarcasm.
I even said what I was gonna do and like alluded to it.
Yeah. Who wants to make those shirts for Kevin? Aggressively mediocre.
Well, you've got these videos. Speaking of t-shirts, check this out, y'all.
Check this out. Coming on my auction.
Oh, Honest Tim for president.
This will be on my auction shortly, folks. Merry Christmas 2023.
Thank you.
46 Reagan. Starting bid $50. So, yeah. Come by and grab it.
Guess what?
Yeah.
He's keeping all the money. There's not a dollar going anywhere else. It's all going straight to Dave. Straight to the pile.
Hey, speaking of charity, this shirt is currently over on dibdit.com right now on auction. I just put it there. It's already got 3 bids up to $11. It's Honest Tim for President. If you watch my picker channel a lot, you know what the heck it's all about. So go check it out.
I remember Honest Tim from your old videos.
You're going to meet him. You're going to come up and meet him. Make picking great again.
Dude, we need to talk about that a little bit here. Okay, so first of all, it's a horrible financial decision for me to go up there for that sale.
Don't come.
My kids are excited about, you know, the trip and stuff, so I feel like I have to. But, you know, I went to the Browns this weekend, and it was so stinking good yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And I'm a little sad because only once a month. And it happens to fall at the same time as this highway sale, which is not worth anyone traveling to, by the way. That's not me just being competitive, Kevin.
I'm confident
it's not worth traveling to, but I'm doing it anyways. but I need to figure out, like, is it a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday sale, or is it a Thursday, Friday sale? Like, what's the...
It is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday sale, but there's nothing going on whatsoever on Sunday. And it's one of the you're gonna hit the same place. It's not like where you could go one way and you can just drive for days, right? You're gonna hit the same areas. Mm-hmm. And they'll have more sales on Friday and a few different ones on Saturday, that kind of thing. It is truly not. I like it because it's something around here and there's usually nothing around here. So.
Well, okay, so this is where I'm at. Like, I just spent plenty of time with Brandon. I just had my Brandon fill. And so now I'm like, man, if I'm going to go up there, I want to go picking with Tim. Is there any way I can pick with Tim at all while I'm up there?
Well, this is my goal. Yes, I know exactly.
Are you
going to
pick
how.
As a crew of like 30 people? Or are you guys splitting up? What's the plan?
No, I don't think there is a plan. Usually this year I'm not going to – I'm going to maybe pick a little bit with some other folks, and I might go out on my own a couple days.
I've picked with Rod. I'm picking with Rod all next weekend. I've picking with Mike all next weekend. I've picked with Eric. I want to go picking with Tim.
Yeah,
this is
Tim.
My dream Tim. In life is to go pick him
Tim,
with Tim.
I will warn you. I will warn you
Dude,
if you pick with Tim.
All over me now. Don't order the freaking ornament. Oh, my gosh.
I will. Oh,
I feel like
I
just went to the glitter factory with Tom
Hatter.
I had
to make a point about that later, but
okay,
I'll
but
do it
what?
Later. Hey, Tim is a meticulous picker.
I kind of am becoming that, too, like where you're there for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm becoming that, too, lately. You are not, Carrie. Me and Dawn.
Yes, I am. How do you know? You don't know me.
I've been picking with you. You're fantastic.
I've changed
to
this
pick
weekend.
With.
I changed
you
this weekend.
You don't buy anything.
No, I did. I bought a whole bunch of sports cards that, you know, questionable. I love it.
Right. Tim, over the years, I'm calling you out.
No,
how you
here's how you do it.
I want to pick
just
with you.
Put him on a podcast. Let him be on the podcast.
He's
and then
so
he's...
good. He really is so good. I was listening to Reseller Information.
He's
Network,
good. I've been telling you this
went,
for years.
No, I know. And he, well, you know, it's just he's like as good as me. So when we're together, it's like overwhelming goodness. But
all right, me and Carrie will do it.
Him on the RIN with his Mercari rant. Mm-hmm. It's like everything I've said over five videos, but he did it very concisely in like 8 minutes and covered every topic I've talked about. Yep. And it was really.
And I'm gonna
on.
Do my Mercari video. I've decided. I decided I'd wait, and I waited. I'm gonna do mine. So I'm gonna take in.
Shout out, about.
Means, shout out over the years sports, which is my favorite channel of Tim's.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Tim's been really killing cool. it. He's blown up, man. He's been doing.
Yeah, his
good
car
lately.
Channel is blowing up right nice. Now.
He's nice. A star. I'm telling you.
Well, so what happened is this weekend I sold more on Mercari.
Wow.
Than eBay. All the way up until tonight at like 7 p.m. I was at like 9 Mercari sales.
So you didn't quit Mercari like sales. Every other reseller did?
Well, that's the crazy thing. Everyone's quitting because of a $2 withdrawal fee. And I'm selling more than ever on Mercari right now.
Dude, I've been doing instant transfers this whole time. So I'm like,
That's what Tim said. That's what Tim said. Tim said,
I
already
my money
pay for
now
instant
and you
transfers.
Can have $3. I don't care.
What? I don't do it either. I'm with you, Kevin. Yeah. I don't do instant transfers either.
I do instant
transfers. The same thing.
Dude, because like, how am I going to buy dinner if I don't have that $19 from Mercari?
Dude.
Historically, that's been the case in the past, like years
like,
ago.
Like, I will make
month.
Sure. Like, it drives me crazy to go to an eight. Like, I try to get all the money I need before I go on the road. Because if I got to pay, you know, $250 and $350 for an ATM transaction, I'm ticked.
I don't even have a local bank, so I pay the fee all the time. So that's, $4
either in Vegas.
$980 is my withdrawal, and then so it ends up being $984.
So your argument for Mercari is, who cares about them taking more money from us? I'm used to it. I give money to everybody, both of you.
No,
it doesn't matter to me at all. It honestly doesn't matter to me. And if people leave the platform,
they're taking less.
More, yeah.
As long as you don't withdraw after you have $10,
they're exactly. taking less.
Exactly. It's 2% instead of 10 if you wait till you have $100.
So wait till you have 100 or wait till you have, in my case, 10,000
and
then take it out.
And then just withdraw it. I mean, that's the way I do it. Okay. I sold that Sauce card, by the way. I think that's his name. What's it?
Sauce Gardner, man.
Yeah, I sold $17.99. $17.99 is what I got for it. Sports guy. Yeah.
Sports guy. I love it, dude.
Yeah,
well done.
Good, I also found out there's a NASCAR, Kevin. A NASCAR poster where a guy flashes his junk. Did you know about this poster? There's a bolo. It's a NASCAR poster. There's like five guys, and then one of the guys in the back row, his, you know what?
I've heard something about
this. And
this
was like mass produced to some level.
His stick shift was out.
And we went to the flea market, the close one, and the guy's like, "Oh, I just sold this one where you could see the guy's privates." And Brandon's like, "You have that?" He was like,
"You messaged me about that."
Brandon got excited.
The day you found it.
He knew that.
You were adamant about sending me the picture, and then I don't even think you ever sent me the picture.
I never
Thank
found
you.
It. I couldn't find it. Brandon showed it to me on his phone.
You couldn't,
and then I forgot
you
to
couldn't
ask him
find
to
What does it go for?
200.
How much?
$200.
$200
for that poster. It's like that one Carrie always talks about with the F face on the bat, the baseball bat.
Billy
there's
Ripken.
A lot of those.
Yeah.
Errors, like especially in the 80s. And I was telling you about there's another one, Randy Johnson's rookie card, that had the Marlboro sign in the background. And there's different variations of them trying to get the Marlboro sign blacked out, basically.
Yeah, okay.
If you find one with the full cigarette ad, that's like $20-$30 for like a $2 card. So
yeah, okay.
There's a lot of that. Cool. Nerdery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just out here finding Fenton, you know. I need a Fenton
bro now. You are sunny Las Florida.
I found sunny Las Palm Coast flea market.
Will you just do me a favor when you're here today? Will you not be like picking is so much better in Florida the whole time you're here? I don't want
to
hear.
I don't need to. It's a known thing. I think everyone understands at this point.
And I tell you what, I have been thoroughly enjoying being home picking for the first time in a long time and going out to sales. There's very few, so like I might hit five and maybe one on a Friday, but I have really, really loved it. I drive like for 2 hours and I hit five sales, but it's been fun again because it's like I see the same four pickers out there and that's it. But you're picking stuff that's like out in the country and there's nobody like I ask them, how many people went to the sale today? He's like, oh, we've had three. It's 10 o'clock. Well, and I love it.
I've been picking with a lot of people, and this was the first time I picked with someone that I felt was very competitive against me.
Brandon's wife.
Yes, she. You picked. I guess you probably picked against her before. She's a very competitive picker.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, it almost brought out the competitive in me at some points. Almost. And I'm like, I kind of like more chill, like team picking, where I'm like, yo, Rod, you like those, go grab them. Carrie, grab the cards. You know, Dawn, go look at that MCM. I'm going to go, you know, but it wasn't that. It was more like cutthroat. It was interesting for sure. But there was this one sale that kind of put me straight into emo mode. Not really, though, because I walk in and to the left, there's one of those little orange, like pumpkin blow molds. You know what I'm talking about? The tiny, easy to ship ones that I'll actually list and sell for 70 bucks or whatever. Yeah. So there was that one in mint condition. And then right next to it, there was something else. Oh, a little piece of two pieces of Fenton, two Fenton vases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking him how much, and he's like, the pumpkin's $1, and those glass things are 50 cents each, right? This it was one of those sales. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. His wife comes out. I'm like, do you have any more Fenton? She's like, what's that? I don't have any Fenton. I'm like,
glass.
All right, cool. cool.
Ugly glass.
But so I see on this table next to the Fenton, like something catches my eye, and like I instantly have this reaction, like, oh, that's so cool. Like I want to buy this, right? And I reach over and I touch it, and I'm like, oh, it's not glass. That's, you know, maybe it's not as good as I thought. And it also was like kind of coming apart when I touched it. I'm like, oh, and it's broken. I guess I don't need that. But when the prices are that low and you have a gut reaction, you probably should just freaking put it in your pile, right? And so I walk away, right? And Jen's like, oh my gosh, look at these Lucite candlesticks. And I'm like, oh, I've heard the word Lucite before.
Lucite, yeah.
I didn't
the
know
grapes,
what it was.
You mean? The grapes, yeah.
They had both candlesticks and grapes. They had both. Candlesticks and the grapes. And I was like, they're so beautiful. But when they weren't glass and it seemed like they kind of came apart and they weren't very like, didn't feel very quality, really. They just feel like plastic. I was like, oh, that's probably garbage. And I just walked away. And she was like singing for the rest of the day because, like,
yeah,
$200
worth
of Lucite.
You said you found the old vintage grapes, and I'm like, Lucite? And you're like, yeah, I didn't know what that was.
So emo. I learned something, though. I learned something. Yeah. She paid $2 for the whole set.
Wow. Nice. So, but she got the grapes, too?
Yeah.
Or did you?
$2. Oh, no, wow. She got the grapes and the candlesticks for $2.
I bought at the 21 last year. This guy had just junk, absolute junk, but I could see something like glistening. And I walked over there and it was Lucite grapes, but it was a Lucite grape chandelier.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what in the world am I looking at right here? And I paid a little, I mean, like 15, 20 bucks. It wasn't like dirt cheap, but I'm like, holy cow. That was awesome.
You know what I want? I want one of those, like, I don't know if it's a chandelier, but like the cover for the lights from back in the old day at like Applebee's, those like stained glass.
Yeah. That's
they
a little...
was a Pizza,
Pizza
Hut, too,
Hut,
didn't they? Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about something different. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
It's not a chandelier,
I would love
though. It's a cover for lights.
No,
for the visual, for the visual watcher.
It's like a
show
pool
what Lucite grapes look like. That's what that's what I'm talking about. These big ones like at the top, similar to that.
Look up like a Lucite grape lamp or lighting or something.
Interesting
so
fact,
come up
too.
With the...
They're surprisingly edible.
Really?
No, there's the candlestick.
Yeah, these are like the candlesticks. Yeah. They just looked cheap to me. They nice. Like that base. Well, they were better than that, though. They were way
looks
bigger.
Looks like something
you know,
I'd find in the
it's so easy
cabin.
To walk by, though. So easy to walk by. Well, look, this is the same thing. There's a sale on Friday.
Like
there's
this
one
right here,
sale.
Kev? This orange
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
Lucite
well,
chandelier
yeah, yeah, those are pretty cool. It's not exactly that's closer, but
well, I'll be looking
they
out
were
for
purple.
Lucite is the end of the story.
Yeah, so I go to this sale, and there's... I was a little emo when I first pulled up because it's literally out in the sticks. Like I'm out in the sticks and then you got to go another 20 minutes, like in the middle of nowhere. And I get there and I was 25 minutes early, speaking of cheap to get money. I drove to town to get money. So I didn't have to pay the $2.50 at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So it cost me, But I get there and there's already two people there. I'm like, I didn't think there'd be anybody at this sale on a Friday out in the boonies. But I may, you know, so I get there and there's two pickers. I recognize them both. One guy sells at the flea market. I'm like, dang. And he's looking at the table. You can tell he's making a pile. And this young guy over here who's I've met a few times, really sweet kid. And they're picking. And I start hearing the prices. And this guy at the flea market's making a big old pile. And I'm like, okay, this is good. So I just literally, Dave, start walking around just picking and making a pile. Boom, boom. Yeah. I didn't even look. I didn't even know half of it. Just That's made a I giant done, pile. Yeah. Like a massive pile. Mm-hmm. Because they were there picking. And I just cleaned house, man. Yeah. Just absolutely cleaned house.
Those are the best ones, man. When you can find a sale like that, that you can just load up and load up. Even if you have competition, everybody can eat really at those.
But that's
sales.
The key. When you hear that first price, just start building. Because I ended up taking a few things home that aren't that great. But in a giant bundle pile, I might have paid a dollar for them. Who cares? Who cares? And then I go back the next day and made even more because he brought more stuff out.
I think the flea market shopping has made me like less competitive too. Like,
because you know, there's
Flipper
so much.
Is very competitive too when you go garage selling with him. Now that I think about it, but yeah, it's just like when you're at the flea market, you're the 50th person there, and you still find stuff continuously.
I feel like being super competitive in general. This is a generalization. Is that a word? Right? The more competitive a person is, the newer they are as a reseller. I feel like the longer you've done this, the more, at least for me, the more I realize there's an abundance of stuff. Yeah. And all you have to do is adapt to find more of it.
Oh, yeah, baby. Drink. Chug, chug,
drink.
Yeah, I got.
Ew.
that was urine.
You know what? That was my own urine. I forgot I did that.
I shouldn't have went all Howard Hughes last night and watched old film naked in my garage.
When I get competitive, it's over like my type of items. Then I get competitive. It's like if it's something
a little competitive. I mean, everyone.
If there was cards at a yard sale and Kevin started to like get into it, I would feel no remorse elbowing him in the face, and it'd be easy because it's just I get real
but
low and I just go.
You know, and I will tell you this, Carrie. There might be some cards that I might be like, yeah. If there's cards there, I might go pick those. If they're like vintage, like I love
like 80s Nolan Ryan from the 70s or 80s.
Okay, true, but I mean, even not like baseball stuff or not football or not whatever. I might there's a few things that I would see those cards and I would pick them if I saw those things that I know and I like. Other than that, I'm calling you over. That's just how you should do it.
Yeah, and that's like, so with clothes, you know, that's something you don't have to worry. You pick with me.
Which you did.
You find clothes, I'll just
which
give
you did for me.
Yeah, I'll just give
those were worth a ton of money. For Kevin.
I give hats to carry unless it's a crazy Buffalo Bills.
Unless it's the one good hat.
That one I gave you
which I don't
like
blame
10
you.
To 15 minutes and you refuse to dig. I go dig
I
and
did
find
dig,
it
though.
Seconds.
I just didn't dug. I did.
And at that point, I was like,
I digged it at the top, but I didn't dug
it
below. You know what I'm saying?
I carry the opportunity and now I'm taking it. That's kind of
the problem I have with digging is the action of getting up and under. The scoop. Yeah. The top I do good, but when it comes to scooping.
I just thought of something.
I just like the hand movements.
I was thinking about your anxiety, Carrie.
Did you hear did you see Kevin earlier when he was talking about the Lucite candle and he's like doing that or whatever? Balloons.
So Tina, I'm out here being a good boy and listening finally. Because I've
good
been
job,
buying
man.
This whole week with Brandon here, I just spent like gosh, I don't even know. Probably
you
like
should have charged them a Lucite fee.
Sourcing.
A Lucite
know, right?
fee.
Leave me your Lucite. See, Don would have left me the Lucite.
Yeah.
That's
he left you a lot. I left
Don
awkward.
Don and Kerry are good at leaving me stuff. They always leave me little treasures that make me my money back when they leave.
You feel bad, Brandon?
It's because it's because I poop in the bed and I feel guilty.
Yeah, there's a lot. Oh my gosh.
I will tell Brandon if you're listening, Brandon. You didn't miss much up here. Other than that sale, that was amazing. I mean, I literally drove for 2 hours and hit 6 sales.
Yeah.
Like, drove 2 hours, came back, but I mean, drove all over just to hit those sales.
I mean, we drove 2 hours because we got stuck in, like, spring break traffic. So we actually, our Saturday got cut short at, like, 10 because of traffic jams and accidents. But that same place we go and we find the Lucite, we pull up to a sale. All right, often, Carrie, you've been with me. I'll be like, yo, look at this, right? I just shout stuff out. That's kind of like my little
Beanie
way
Babies.
Of, like,
if I hear
shotgun,
one more time,
right?
You yell Beanie Babies and just violently swerve
vans. McDonald's toys, Carrie. Coke collectibles. Paul's merch.com.
Everything for my what not to buy videos.
Anyways, so Kevin. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'd say before you give me credit for this, if you know, Rod does this, you know, we did that with the Family Guy. Rod was the one. Now we all initially.
Wait, how do you?
Mike,
so you already know
it.
What I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this. You just know.
Well, you're talking about sharing a deal.
Right. This is right. The, which
right,
I'm
Mike.
That. But no, it was beyond that. It was to the extent of we did a draft. We did the full thing you did with like the
yeah.
Family
okay,
Guy.
Okay, I got
we
you.
Did,
well, then
the
you
Kevin
need to
idea.
Give. I actually, yeah. I think that part was my idea. The sharing and then him extorting money out of me at the end was his idea.
So yeah. I pull up to the next sale and I'm like, holy crap, that's an entire table full of Longaberger. I said, Jen, let's just split it this time. Right? And that I think that was the way to do it. Like,
yeah.
I
oh,
knew
yeah,
we
totally.
Both wanted it.
Say, you know, if you come across $10,000, $15,000 worth of comic books that I told you to go
I
get.
I didn't
you
even know
just,
they had any value
saying.
Until after the opportunity was gone and Rod told me that I did good. I was like, wait, what? I accidentally got 15 grand? That's cute. But no. So this was like a huge collection and we went up there and I made the deal and I said, Jen, we're gonna draft it. And so we literally laid it all out on my front yard and we drafted it and picked the Longaburgers and we're gonna comp it all and see who did better. So that was, you know, credit to Kevin and his
the video
there for that
the
idea.
Video that will come out tomorrow on my picker channel is me and Rod. Well, you know, Mike wasn't picking down there in Georgia, so it was awesome. And to be honest with you, even when Mike's picking, he defers. He's got like this strange rule of ethics and morality that I really, really love because it benefits me a lot.
Yeah.
But so it's really good to pick. Really
Kevin
good to
loves
pick
him some Kevin.
But at any rate, he finds us, you know, a private pick talking to a guy. Well, I guess Rod kind of did. Anyway, long story. But we're in this private pick, and then it turns into something more where he starts bringing stuff out of his house. And he brought some wrestling cards out and some Star Wars cards. And I had the Star Wars cards. He handed these to me and handed these to Rod. We didn't even ask for it. You know, he just handed one to
pretty
me.
Pretty perfect.
One to Rod.
Spot on, honestly.
Well, no, I would have run to the wrestling ones, but it's pretty perfect for Rod to get the wrestling ones, right? And while I was looking at the Star Wars cards, Rod was making a deal on this whole table full of stuff, which we had already agreed to and talked about. I was like, yeah, because he asked me. He's like, hey, you want to make a deal with this whole thing? I'm like, no, I don't really want the cars. I mean, we can make some money on them, but you take them home. I got enough stuff in my car. I love picking with those guys and making those kind of deals, but sometimes you got to ask that question because you don't want somebody to get bitter after the fact. And, you know, Rod's perfect like that. And Mike is too. So,
yeah. I'm looking forward to picking with those guys. So, I went to the flea market. And so, we did several flea markets. We did the Webster and the Browns. And Browns is still my absolute favorite. It's just such like a down home feel. And, Carrie, when you were there, the week you were here, I think we had 230 vendors. This week it was 350 vendors.
Wow,
so, it was
incredible. And, like, still the Browns on a bad day, which it was a bad day, you said.
It was
still
definitely, that was a bad day.
Good.
That was probably
it wasn't
my worst
as good
day
as Webster has been for me in the few times I've been to it. But
this, I mean, Browns was incredible.
How far away is Browns?
Hour 30.
And they don't think you're Harry Tornado there either.
They don't. Yeah, no one yells at me there. And it's like, Kev, you got to come to it.
We're going
to
be in heaven.
Hey, I think you've ticked off the Tornado. He hasn't commented in weeks.
Yeah. He's busy.
Did he cancel his subscription?
He's busy doing like a mini golf channel or something. I haven't watched it.
Mini golf.
Well, is he still? Listen. I can call him. I don't know. Maybe. I don't think I did, but it's possible.
No, I don't think
Josh,
you did.
Josh, put your grievances against Dave below. Let just air it out, man. There's a lot of things he's done to me that I'd like to air out, too. We can both air out in the comments.
Well, anyway, so we go to the flea market, me, Jen, and Brandon the first day. And, you know, I was like, you know, the Browns is so cool. We didn't want Tina. Tina loves the Browns. Like, it is like the flea market. It's from her childhood.
I was physically like, assaulted last time I was at the Browns.
And just so people can understand the Browns, like, the person running it is from the UK. And it's called like a trunk sale. So it's literally a car boot sale.
Car boot.
That you would see. And it costs like $15 to pull up and sell. So, like, very accessible. Anyone in the area can just come up and sell for $15, just pull their car in. So that makes, there's a lot of normies there.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing about this month, I've decided the best thing about this month was everyone surrounding me were community sales. And I ignored them all to go to the Browns. I think all the hardcore flea market people were picking. this weekend. And so, like, there was 340 people, but, like, 300 of them were just normies selling their stuff.
Oh, and which makes it even better because they didn't pre-pick. Because most of the normal folks at flea markets,
they pre-pick.
Pick everybody else's stuff.
Because they got, like, they got the Prince's Die Beanie Babies for a dollar, and you know in your head, like, 10 mil minimum.
So for
which
you
is
not
why I'm, like, skipping that first Saturday in May to go up to Virginia is kind of breaking my soul a little bit.
But you promise you're not going to mention that. Look, so I'll just tell you
I'm mentioning it now before we're there.
You flea market people out there, you know this already, but if you're not a flea market person and you go to a flea market, and doesn't necessarily apply to Dave's because a lot of those people come in late, but the best way to get stuff at a flea market, really the only way around here, unless it's low end, is to have a flashlight and to get there at the crack of dawn, and every new car that comes in, you go to that car.
The pickers will pick it
as soon as that car comes in. I mean, they're like,
but
and then they
stuff.
Take it back and
miss stuff.
No,
people will still be pulling stuff out, you know, 20 minutes later. You know,
I know, but they don't miss the best, you know, they won't miss that one thing.
Yeah,
listen, we picked this sale, like I said, Friday, and I go back on Saturday because I knew nobody else would go to it because it was out in the boonies and there was other opportunities in town. So I at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? I'm going back to that sale. And I asked him, like, how many people came by today? He's like, nobody. It didn't surprise me at all. And he said, hey, I found a few more things that you didn't see last time. So he knew. And he brings me this fire shelter kit. And because everything was like a buck. And he's like, but I want $15 for this. I'm like, sure, throw it in. I was like, you gave me a good deal yesterday. Throw it in. Bring it home, $200, $250.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy cow. So I'm glad I went back to that one. That paid off.
So we take him to the Browns, but this time Tina wanted to go. So I was like, all right, we'll all go. We'll bring the kids, and it'll be like a family. Because it is. It's got like a little park and big slides and a corn pit and all that stuff. It's like actually like a thing. You know, Kev, like
corn
the the Halloween harvest festivals where you go, you pick a pumpkin, and they've got like the hard corn, and you can jump in the pit and like play in the corn, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they got the, like,
is this a Florida thing? I think it could
it's,
be like, is
I,
that meant for like gators
too.
And wild boars?
Corn mazes around here.
Yeah, corn maze. Anyways, so, you know, needless to say, it went poorly. Brandon didn't have a stroller. And, you know, he's got a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old. And, let's just say there's no bathrooms. And
everybody, including Dave, had a full diaper.
The best moment was the second pants pooping. And it was when the underwear had already been discarded into a porta potty because of a previous incident. And, you know, I'm watching the kids
find
in
a
the
t-shirt.
Playground. I'm watching kids at the playground. One of the kids just books it towards the porta potty, which is really far away. I'm like, where are they going? Me and Tina start like chasing him, and we see the poops falling out of the shorts. We're like, oh my gosh. There's not even a bathroom. There's not even a bathroom to wash up, right? Like, they're just. So anyways, the Browns, like,
corn. Just
we brought the Browns to the Browns. Pit. You know, it's
that's awesome.
There's a title in there somewhere. Yeah. Title in there,
you know,
so I haven't even got to my
that,
list
we had
today.
Fun. Other
Holy
than that,
moly.
We had fun. Other than that, we had fun. It was fun, but a little stinky is the moral of the story. Yeah, it just happens. You know, I used to poop my pants a lot. Just want to, you know, give him some leeway. I was a big pants pooper back in the day. It's an ADHD thing.
Hey,
here's the thing.
As
ADHD
an adult,
kids,
it's a power play.
Listen, this is
they don't
want ADHD kids, they don't want to stop. They're hyper-focused on play, and they don't want to stop their play. And so, like, they wait till the very end. They're like, oh, crap, it's urgent. They try to sprint, and he's ADHD. They try to sprint to the toilet, and many times I was like, well, I waited way too long because I just pooped my pants. Maybe no one will smell it. They always smelled it. Sometimes it'd be kind enough to pretend they didn't smell it, which was
nice.
Nice. Yeah.
The kind of souls.
Yeah, the kind of souls. But okay, Kevin.
So you're
used
to being picked on. It's old news to you.
I was a big pants pooper till like 8 years old. There's no doubt about it.
Any doubt that
Comment down below, guys.
Anything.
Were you pants poopers? Let me know.
I knew one. Very close.
My friend was a bedwetter until 10 years old, so I always felt a little bit superior because I was only a pants pooper.
What? When is it supposed to stop? Just
32.
Just curious.
You want to basically like Dan and Demand.
So I'm a little bit of a late bloomer, but I believe in myself. Yeah.
Hey, I got a new one for neutral feedback. This was interesting to me. Somebody bought something.
Sounds interesting.
Forever ago. And they immediately after they bought it, it was a football helmet, a leather one. And immediately after they bought it, they're like, hey, you know, I really want to cancel this order. I'm like, okay. So I didn't even respond to them. I just went and canceled the order. And today, I don't even know how many days later it is. It's got to be like forever later. They left me a neutral feedback. He hasn't even shipped this to me yet.
Like, dude, after saying they wanted to cancel it?
It's been canceled. I'm like, what in the world?
But how wait, how can they leave you a feedback if it's been canceled?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
That doesn't make sense.
It is apparently not impossible.
I had a person who gave me the wrong address, like aggressively, like a different state and everything. And I sent it there and it got returned to sender. And it was actually something I got at Browns. It was one of those $5 jerseys, Dave.
Yeah.
It was like a vintage basketball one. Sold it for like $80.
Mm-hmm.
Paid $5. It was a good deal. And it was in sent to Portland, and he wanted it in L.A., and he acted like somehow it was my fault, even though his address says Portland in the
Well, why didn't he know his new address?
Just yeah, exactly. And then he's all like, he's like, it's going to be back right away. And I'm like, that's not how return to sender works. It just gets back when it gets back. And he's all like, and then he's like, just express ship it or something. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? As a courtesy, I shouldn't even do that, but as a courtesy, I will ship it to you normal when I get it, whatever that is. And then I can refund you. And then he said, refund, thankfully. But
look at you growing a spine, Kerry. Look at you.
Hey, man.
Back out Jersey guy.
Dude, I'm back out Fenton guy now. I'm back out Fenton guy.
With the Bulls because you get
Kerry taught me a little thing or two.
Is that it?
But you know what, Kerry? You know what the difference was with my back out deal? Is the seller wasn't that weird seller that you were buying the coins from.
Yeah.
And people like underplay the fact that guy had a huge role in that weird interaction.
I was buying from Country Sketch McGee. Like, yeah. I felt the whole time like he was trying to get over on me. But I didn't want to say that in the video because it already looked bad enough. Yeah, well, so I don't really want to call out somebody based on a thought I have, which might not be true, honestly.
It's like the end of the day at the Webster, and I go, this guy's got all this glass, and one of the things he has is a big Fenton basket. He's got some, like, mediocre stuff. Gosh, what is it even called? Whatever,
nobody
I can't remember.
Nobody cares. Keep going.
Yeah, nobody cares. Keep going. Dalton? Royal sure. Dalton? Is that a thing? Royal?
Yeah.
It's Royal some Dalton of that. Some of that. He gives me, like, Dalton. A bunch of that and some flowers for $10. Like, he just hates glass. And he's like, but you want a real deal? Get this basket. It's a Fenton basket. Huge Fenton basket, right? And it looked like real Fenton, not Death Pile Picker Fenton, which is fake Fenton, which is what I learned when we were in Atlanta. Mike Death Pile Picker is like holding up a Dollar General vase. Oh, it's Fenton. I'm like, nope.
It's the plastic Fenton from Suave.
Anyways, giant basket. Okay, giant basket. And Jen goes, he's like, $20 for this basket. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. That's an incredible deal for that beautiful giant Fenton basket. I'm like, yeah, here's $20. Just hand it to him. And Jen goes to grab the basket for me by the handle and lift it up. And he's like, no. And he yells at her. He's like, you don't ever lift up Fenton by the handle. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Okay. And so I take it and I pick it up this way. And I'm like, let me look at the handle. And of course, as you can probably guess, Kerry, it's got a giant crack in it that's been glued. And I'm like, okay, so it was already broken, and he just thought she'd, you know, reinforce the break or something. And I was like, so I was the back out Fenton guy. I was like, dude, I don't want this. It's already broken. He's like, is it broken? I'm like, you know it's broken. He's like, but is it? Like, what?
Did you say
on,
that?
My buddy.
Did you say
no,
you know
I said,
it's broken?
Yeah. No, I didn't say you know
it's
broken.
Oh, you
should
have.
I should have. I should have, but he's like, I don't know if that's broken. Let me call my buddy. He's a pro at glass. I'm like, is this broken? I'm like, it's so
clear.
Did
you tell him you don't think? Did you tell him you don't think that's the right way to do business?
No.
That's what you should have done.
And he didn't call me poor either, so it wasn't quite as good as that.
That's true.
But no, so the guy comes over, he's like, yeah, that does look broken. I'm like, you both knew it was broken. I was like, can I get my money back? He's like, okay. And that was the difference, because with Kerry's guy, I was like, no, you can't. You already gave me the money, right? Like, he wasn't that way. He was just like, okay, fine.
Calling me broke but giving me that hard of a time about giving me money back is weird.
He admitted that I caught him, unlike your guy who didn't, you know, want to be called out. So, weirdest yard sale. Today, though, by the way, I'm sitting out
today.
Here listing. Yeah, it's Sunday. There was several things today, and I wasn't planning on going. Tina texted me at like 2:30, and she's like, "Hey, you want to hit this estate sale?" Because the estate sale was going till like 5.
And you clearly don't live in the Bible Belt. Clearly.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, 5 o'clock, and then there was another one. There was two sales. One that said it goes till 5, an estate sale, and one that said now till evening. Now Till Evening was the advertised sale. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll go. I mean, I should be listening.
Show up whenever.
I should be listening. I have six wagons full of crap. All my shelves are overflowing and my car's still full. But let's
the perfect time to buy more.
But you know what? You know, my wife wanting to go picking with me, that's like a treat for me. So yes, yeah. I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not going to turn that opportunity down. Go to the estate sale. Great, actually. It was the last day and everything was like marked, right? Like there's a big piece of glass. I don't even know. I should go grab it. I don't even know what it was, but it was marked $30. Really beautiful big piece of glass. And I go and I'm looking at that. I'm looking at all this other stuff. He's like, last day, it's $5. Fill a bag. Anything you want. Doesn't matter what the price is on it. $5. Fill a bag. I'm like, all right, Tina. There was not that much stuff left, but I filled, aggressively filled four bags at $20, and it's probably several hundred dollars worth of stuff. So that one was great. But then we go to the other one. And the other one was like the weirdest experience. I don't know. Maybe I can use the footage. Maybe not. We go in there and there's this dude just smoking a cigar, sitting in his garage. And it like just looks like him in his garage. And Tina gets out and she's like, are you having a sale? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe. We sell stuff sometimes. And we're like, okay. And he's like, let me go ask my wife. And he comes back like 5 minutes later. My wife's washing the dog, but come look in here. I guess we could sell some of this stuff. I'm like, okay. So like the wife comes out and like she's got just shelves and shelves of like very nice glass, right? Imagine what Tim's garage looks like. It's probably that, right? It's like Fenton and uranium and all this stuff is just like
baseball
lining her walls. And she comes out, she's like, yeah, I sell it all. I'm like, are you selling it now? Like, you had this advertisement. She's like, did I? We're like, yeah, you did. You had an advertisement for a sale. And she's like, oh, well, I don't know. And the guy
was this
pulled
on
out
Facebook?
It was on Facebook, yeah.
Okay, because
so
sometimes
you got
to check those dates because let me tell you.
So the guy pulls Facebook out his phone and he starts streaming on TikTok, right, while we're there. And I'm like, what you doing? He's like, oh, I'm going live on TikTok. I was like, oh, yeah? Like, for what? He's like, oh, this cigar. I'm going to review it. I'm like, what? Yeah, I review cigars on TikTok, and I'm like, okay. Nice.
Dude, you just entered an experience. This sounds like some sort of weird ride.
And she's like, honey, can I bring him inside? I'm like, wait, what? She's like, you don't want to bring him inside? He's like,
did you tell
him
you didn't want to be filmed?
Okay, so I asked about one item. I said, how much is this? She's like, well, I wasn't really selling it, but I guess for $20, it's like not even that nice of an item. I'm like, well,
I could
okay.
just see this dude just reviewing a cigar and you two are haggling in the background over like
weird.
Glass.
It was so bizarre. And
somebody,
like,
there's footage out there of that.
I want to
find his TikTok.
Like, it didn't seem like she had any desire to sell this stuff. She's like, yeah, I sell it online all the time. I'm like, well, why am I here? Like, well, we were like sucked in at that point. And she's like, come into my house. And she's like, forces us into her house. And we thought maybe she had something to sell in there. Cause I asked her before she brings us in the house, I said, do you have anything you don't sell? Like stuff you buy, like you might sell it, but you decide you don't want to cause it's not the kind of stuff you like to list, like clothes or anything like that. You know, learning from OBX Picker, right? Like, where's your death pile, basically?
Yeah, you're already in the house.
She's like, I don't know what you mean. Like, oh, she doesn't even know what a death pile is. She's like, doesn't even know.
She lists everything.
She's like,
dude.
Oh, okay. And she brings me in her house and she shows me her curio cabinet. She's giving me a tour of her house and showing off her glass. And I'm like, why am I here?
She's like the anti reseller. She lists so much that she doesn't even realize that she's
the
listed
collector,
it
dude.
Like on Facebook or whatever. Yeah. She lists so much that she doesn't even realize that you're gonna come and try to buy it in person.
She introduced me so to her grandmother, who's gotta be like 900. I don't even know. She was like the oldest lady I've ever seen. And I was like,
oh man, what a
I don't know.
That sounds like, sounds like a something that would happen up in Bedford. Like this
and
is
so
a very
we finally get out. It was like 30 minutes of being stuck in her house, like to be honest, kind of pretending I cared about this glass stuff. At least I had enough knowledge to be like, oh, I like that Fenton piece. Like, I could tell what things were. I said, oh, is that a Yadro? You know, so I could kind of tell. And there's that other one that starts with an N that I'm forgetting right now. Anyways, we go back out and she's like yelling for her husband. We're like, thanks for letting us look at your stuff. We're going to leave now. And she's like yelling for her husband and you hear him, but you can't see him. We go out to our
just
car,
find the smoke,
which is across the road. And I see him in the woods, like back in the woods, like digging stuff up, smoking, streaming on TikTok. I'm like, what is happening here?
Dude, love it.
It was, and I just I watched him live on TikTok. It was
dude, there's
a stream.
That would be, yeah, there's I left that story with more questions than when I entered the story. Like, there's a lot of things I want to know about.
I had a buyout guy. So some guy posts and he's like, I'm doing spring cleaning. It's not too far away from where I live. I'm doing spring cleaning and I just decided I don't want to sell on eBay anymore. So I'm selling all my eBay stuff for 500 bucks or something. I can't remember what it was. So I sent him a message. I'm like, hey, I was like, you know, are you free today? Have you sold this yet? Because it had been up for a day or so. And he sends a message back and says, yeah, I got one guy coming at 10. But I'm like, you know, can you give me a link to the eBay store? Is it still listed so I can look at it all? And he's like, hey, I subscribe to you. I'm like, oh, I'm thinking, sweet, this guy's going to sell it to me, not this other guy. But he didn't. He sold to the other guy.
Ooh, okay.
No good. Wow.
Can we say thank you?
Which is good. He should have sold it to the other guy.
Let's say thank you really quick. Yeah, Kevin has enough wealth. Let's say thank you very quickly to our wealthy as a Patreon, a Kevin Patreon. So this is something, guys, if you don't know, let me fill you in. It's been 2 years since we've told you what this is and what it means.
Yes.
We have a Patreon. The Patreon helps us buy things we don't need.
It helps us.
And if you want to help us buy things we don't need, just subscribe to Patreon. We really
speaking of,
we got expensive habits. Folks.
Yes,
my trash to cash check this. My trash to cash check this month was a little on the short side.
It was.
What's going on?
Low.
Are you spending stuff? Or was it tattoos again?
I don't know. We had a lot of back pay to our Discord manager.
Did we get paid again for trash to cash?
We had 3 months of back pay. Because of me forgetting.
Speaking
to
of Discord, I'm over there, you know, people shaking up there in Philly and New Jersey and stuff. I'm consoling people, talking to people. You guys know where to be found.
They're
in Discord.
Shaking?
There's good earthquake. Yeah. Oh. Brian.
Yeah, I saw some of the aftermath in Manhattan. Like one of the orange cones had been knocked over.
Is this episode even worth doing? Because TikTok keeps telling me tomorrow's the last day on planet Earth.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The eclipse will be killing us all somehow. I don't know how it's going
to
kill us.
Those TikTokers trying to make money on the last day.
Yeah,
it hurt so bad last time when I stared at it the whole time. It was excruciating.
Oh, Josh did a PSA that it's okay. You don't need glasses. He did a PSA.
Really?
Did you see that? Yeah. Harry
I like to get most of my scientific information from
Is
Harry
this the right thing? My mom sent me these.
Lawsuits.
Are these going to protect my eyes? These things here? That's what my mom sent me.
Dude, if
they look
they're
like
cheap,
3D glasses from a cereal box.
If they're cheap, if they're cheap and you bought them on Temu, you're good.
You're
Those
good.
Are going to be quality.
I don't
be...
know,
hey,
man.
Speaking of TikTok.
Wait, we got to thank our Patreons.
Speaking
and then we'll talk about TikTok. Right. Craig McLaughlin, Biggs Collectibles,
Craig.
Alexandria Pickers,
Biggs.
Jake Ryder, Jared Flips, CJ Benz Finds, The Flipper Skipper, Lady
Rips.
Arbitrage, No Nose Picker, Brian Sampor Beal, Harry Tornado, Superhero Headquarters, Vintage Sports Flips, PaulsMerch.com, ABC Matt, Brian Big and Fun, Ray's Heckerisa, Logan Murky, and some of you are owed motivation. Brian Big and Fun, Harry Tornado,
yes.
PaulsMerch.com needs some motivation, Lady Arbitrage, and
yes.
Jake Ryder.
Yes,
and Biggs, we got six
next week.
Six to do, Carrie, for next week.
We'll do it by next week. I'm gonna write it down.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you. All right, Kevin, TikTok, go.
Mm. I got a video that community guidelines and they banned it.
You can't show
video.
Your wiener on your video.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
it's
no.
so stupid. I mean, you
the
watch
funny thing
TikTok.
Is they even found it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that NASCAR
that
picture was hidden. It's like, is that a penis?
Now, I'm pretty careful about what I watch because I don't want crap coming into my feed over there. But I know because Carrie tells me there is a lot of really, you know, borderline stuff over there. That's what Carrie tells me. So, at any rate, I'm like, how could this get taken off of TikTok? I've put this video on YouTube. This video has been on Facebook. No issues. TikTok takes it down immediately. I'm like, what the heck? Inappropriate garage sale behavior. And it was the Blocks one with my wife. I think it's my second best YouTube video. And some guy took the Merry Christmas blocks and turned it into something that was, I can't remember. It was pretty bad. But, and so you just looked at the blocks and it read out whatever it was that was bad. And that's what got it taken down. Some swear word in the blocks.
Hmm.
Like what?
That's
like this
weird,
is insane.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful with TikTok.
Carrie will literally show his nipples and he doesn't get taken down. So
yeah,
really
it's that's how, that gets me over the hump. Gets me over that tin.
I mean, this the keystring episode was far worse than that thing, and it's you know. Hey, speaking
episode.
Of, here's a good little comment. El Bochard, Borchard. I can't believe people were offended by the keystring episode. I've dug deep, and I still can't put my finger on it.
That's a butthole
like that.
Joke.
Oh, gotcha. We all have buttholes, folks.
Yes,
all of us.
Everyone.
Except for the few that don't. And then I
have
a lot
like
of questions.
Do you have a big sale of the week there, buddy?
Sure I do.
What do you got? You got it all ready, Kevin?
Let me look real quick.
Dave set us up last time for this, Carrie. He wanted to put his $2,500 comic book sale in there.
Wait,
it was just supposed to be the worst
sale
of the week. I'm not looking at the week. I'm just looking at right now. Maybe I'll go back.
I sold. Here's a. You guys want to hear a sports card bolo?
Oh, I've got the worst sale of the week. I guarantee it.
You want to hear a sports card thing to look out for? I know you guys are riveted by this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know who Jimmer Fredette is? Kevin might know who Jimmer Fredette is.
No. Jimmer Fredette was a
college basketball legend out of BYU. He led the nation in scoring, went to the NBA. Turns out he was slow and he couldn't keep up defensively, so he didn't make it to the NBA. I got one of his autos for like $4, sold it for 20. But the interesting thing about Jimmer Fredette is he's going to be in the Olympics this year in the 3-on-3. He's on the 3-on-3 national team. So his stuff, if you find it cheap, might go up in value. I'm just saying. I know that's not that interesting to like 99% of the people, but the 1% appreciate it.
Well, for me too. So I've got, what is
Kevin
that?
Kevin also your worst caters set? To the 1%. Go ahead.
That your, what is that, Dave? That's too cheap. You look ridiculous. I know. Nobody buys Dave as a cowboy. Nobody.
Well, this is just my cowboy hat.
It doesn't even fit your
just on dress up night.
You have too giant of a head for that to even look normal.
Oh, absolutely. This is a size medium. You see that? You see that logo though, Kev? That name there, or Carrie.
Ducks Unlimited.
Ducks Unlimited, yeah. Ducks Unlimited. It says, I don't know if it's from 1978. It says 1978. Menard Reese. Does that sound familiar to you?
Menard is a duck, right? Isn't Menard a duck?
That's Mallard. Mallard is a duck.
Tommy Menard?
This sold for Tommy Menard podcast. This sold for $90 on Mercari, this hat. $90. So both.
Menards is a store in the Midwest, right? Menards, where are Menards at? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like down around.
And
the
this is my second favorite, Carrie. This is my second favorite. I got
Why are you prepared for this?
Because I just pulled the orders right before we started the podcast. Oh. So they're literally sitting in front of me. But these are glow in the dark. Universal Monsters 1991. It was a set of five, sold for $100.
Prove it. Nice. Where's a place that has perfect darkness right now where you can test that?
This room literally has perfect darkness, so I could. I mean, if I turn.
Gotta think
light,
deeper.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, but we do have bad sales. Wait, Kevin, did you say your good sale yet?
No, I don't know. I like to look back a little ways for a week, so I don't know. I got some cool stuff.
He likes to count everything from the last.
You said a week.
12 months.
You said a week. Normally, I just pull up what I sold this weekend, but. I mean, I sold a sweet uranium glass ashtray for $65. That was
cool.
What
did you pay for that?
$5.
Nice.
I've got a bunch of like clothes stuff sold pretty good for me. I sold an Olympus camera for $100. I bought that down in
Olympus down in gonna be good.
You guys know those
Georgia.
Creepy...
You sold one for $117 as well. Two Olympus cameras. And I paid $1 for this
one. Is that
like
the OM1? What's the model?
So I paid $6. This is a Olympus Stylus 120. I paid $5 for that one and $1 for the other one. So $6 into $216 plus shipping. So
do you guys know these creepy things? Dawn sold some of these yesterday.
I have seen them, but that's old. That's old stuff.
Yeah, these are cool. Neonates. They're like supposedly like neonatal style toys. And Dawn sold those too for like $40.
Holy neonatal style.
Yeah, it's called this 2011 Destroller Neonate Nurly Baby and Baby Doll toy.
That is so not what I thought it was. But okay.
Yeah. Cool. They kind of look like I know what you're thinking. Kind of like the snorkels a little bit from the
80s. Yeah, they did. A little bit.
Without the snorkels.
Yeah, without the
snorkels. So that's a pretty
snork.
Cool sale, Carrie. What about unsnorked. You? Like, what Carrie find was like the find of the week or the sale of the week?
Oh, you want to see that? Now you're being a little technical.
Because that was Dawn's, to be fair. That was
to be
Dawn's.
Fair. Okay, we're gonna start being fair.
We're gonna be fair about it.
All right, so I've got a little something while he's looking here. So can y'all hear me? Because it's going in and out.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can.
I think I found this. I think I found this one. You ready, or is Kevin going to talk?
Kevin's totally frozen. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, I'll go. I think I got this like all last right, summer.
I'm going in and out. Can you hear me?
Oh,
Saxony.
That's a cool shirt.
Yeah, this is kind of like the, what do you call it? This is Saxony's the brand. It's 90s. Like everybody was, Kevin probably had a couple of these back in the day when he was a teacher. These sell for good money, $58.
Sure? We can hear you sometimes,
Kev. We can hear you occasionally, but then other times
we can't.
Can
you hear me? Are you sure? I like that part. Yeah, so Kevin's just ruining the show. I have had no internet issues all night, which I'm really
Kevin,
proud of.
You think with all the money he has, he could get a hold of Elon Musk.
Comment,
what I mean?
He doesn't dislike this at all if you comment and say how he should use all his money to buy better internet. He definitely doesn't get bothered.
I think he should give all his profits to the less fortunate. That's what I say. I always comment that on his TikToks.
Yeah, and does it work? Does he do it?
I,
all right, Carrie,
I don't think
I'll show you since Kevin's not here. Do you okay? Actually, first, let me ask you. You know, we're gonna steal the segment from the locker room again.
Yes, let's do it.
But do you have like a worst sale of the month or the week? I mean, there's a little,
dude, nobody's gonna beat my $1.50 free shipping sales. So yeah, I got sports
but
cards.
But no, okay,
non-sports
what's your profit
cards,
on those? But like what's your?
I mean, those I get for next to nothing. So I technically make like maybe 30 cents or something. I don't post those as much as I used to, but like I sold a 1985 Danny White for the Dallas Cowboys for $1.50. See,
I feel like I could contend with the locker room with this sale. Check out those order earnings.
Oh wow.
Okay. And the box cost me $2 for this golf club.
So I
lost $1.81 on this golf
club. You're buying feedback at that point.
Well, it was, you know what it is? The free shipping.
The sad thing
is
they're going to give you a negative. That's the worst part.
This is always the problem with free shipping and why every time I do it, I end up stop doing it because shipping can change so much. And so like when I listed these, most of the time I was shipping clubs for $7 to $8. And now for some reason, every club I ship is costing me $12.50. I'm not sure why. Like, maybe UPS rates have gone up or something. Someone told me they didn't, but yet my labels all cost more. So, you know, $12.50.
They went up in January.
Okay, that must be what it is, because now I'm paying $12 to ship a club. I've got them listed at $19.99 free shipping, which used to be with $7, Kerry. I'd walk away with, like, $2 after or $12 after shipping, maybe $10 after the box. But now it's like, okay, so, you know, they've gotten discounted because I had a store discount down to $15 free shipping. The shipping's costing me $13.
And you're paying fees on the
higher
shipping.
And I'm paying fees, yeah. So it's I'm basically going to take down all
the And you're buying a $2 box.
Clubs are nearly impossible to keister, but you can't.
I could beat every week. I have the same exact bad sales because low because I sell those keychains that I'm making like $3 profit on. NWO. That's true. Hey, that reminded me of something.
You have no cost on those.
I had very little cost on those keychains.
Oh yeah, I had to pay for that club too. So yeah, that's another point. It's a multi-dollar
loss. I had to purchase
it
with money.
So I looked at my. This is. I wanted to say something else. Well, you know what? I can do both things real quick. I got a new bolo that I. Well, it's not really a bolo. Something that I'm looking for now that I've actually found up here. And I saw it in Georgia. It was a puppet. I'd like to buy puppets and sell them as clubhead covers. But I found this puppet for $1. I'm like, this will be worth $10. And it was worth like $30. I'm like, sweet. Folk Manis.
Yes. Kerry talks about Folk Manis in like every one auctions.
Thank
ever.
You. Really? Yeah. Thank you for
like Kerry and
fan
Don basically are Folk Manis'
really
friggin' mascots for the past 3 years.
Don loves Folk Manis.
Is it all puppets?
Puppets. Yeah, they're always.
I got this wolf, this big bad wolf. Bang, yeah. $50, $45, like so, like that.
If you could
like
stick your hand in it, it's Folk Manis.
Kevin, I've got this other bolo that I've
just
discovered.
It's got a built-in keister.
It's a really good bolo, Kevin. A really good one that I've been looking out for lately. It's called Video Games. Have you heard of
those? Super Mario.
Video Games. Video Games. I love them.
Mario is a great video game. If we're going to talk about Folk Manis puppets.
Let me write. If you find a PSA 10 Michael Jordan rookie card, it's under $20, 8 out of 10 times you should buy it. 8 out of 10.
Yep. I like how he froze now when he's like laughing. I can't believe it. Kevin just told us Folk Manis was his bolo alert.
You somehow look more like a stork.
Listen, okay, but no, we got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Not everyone watches your content. Actually, most people don't watch your content.
Aggressively avoid it.
Comment down below if you've already heard of Folk Manis from me or Kerry. I talk about it too because of Don from 2 years
Jellycat.
Ago.
Don, every video, Jellycat Jellycat that.
Dave, you're acting like you're acting like Lucite grapes are new. That's been in my videos forever. People learn new
Lucite
things.
Grapes have been around
things.
Since Kevin was in his early 60s.
That's right. There's no doubt.
To be fair, Lucite grapes are better than Folk Manis puppets.
Oh,
depends on the puppet.
Usually. But how often do you find them? And apparently I've found these twice now. And
that's a Jellycat right there.
This is a Jellycat.
Which I've only found once ever.
I got it at the Webster on Monday. Sold it already for $55.
Look at that.
Jellycat,
but Dave,
that's
you don't know what
some
you're
of the
doing.
Cops on the
It's not a puppet,
grapes,
but anything's a puppet if you try hard enough.
Exactly.
Right? Gary, that's what you always
say. This is what I try to tell people on my videos if you watch. Anything's a puppet if you believe in it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you believe hard enough.
Anything.
No, okay.
Anything.
Folk Manus, anybody. Some people, anybody. Listen, the reason I said that about Folk Manus is because there is several Folk Manuses that are only worth like $8.
Oh, sure.
Whereas
sure,
like
sure.
Lucite Grapes, I feel like they're always worth at least $25.
Oh, I got raked over the coals for saying something about Precious Moments the other day. I'm like, dude, look it up. There's some that are really good.
Do they make the Snow Buddies or whatever? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Inesco. Inesco's the brand. No. I believe they Inesco. Make the Snow Buddies too, yeah.
Jen taught me something there. Snow Babies with like real characters. They do like collabs with Winnie the Pooh and stuff. Those actually sell really good.
Yeah, they sold some Disney ones
last year. Normally I ignore the Snow Baby collections, but I should probably look at them and see if they have those in
just them. Like Rod taught me, I didn't know this. I walked past some Vera Bradley that I thought was overpriced, and he's like, no, dude, look. See the Mickey Mouse ears in there? They were Mickey. Vera Bradley, and they went for good money. So you gotta learn from people, man.
I got a Vera Bradley like diaper bag looking thing. It's not called the diaper bag, but I got it at the Browns for $10. It sells for $70. So there's some good Vera.
I got a Vera Bradley too. I was selling Velcro, and they said I gotta stop, or I won't be able
Bradley,
to continue.
Bradley messaged you and said you have a Vera. Hello, this is Bradley from eBay.
I got, here's another one I learned from a viewer probably 4 years ago. I walked past a sunburst. You know what sunburst is? I'm sure the sunburst, like metal things.
It's a kind of
like the clocks and stuff. Like
I walked past a sunburst clock. And somebody's like, and this is like at least 3.5 years ago. And they're like, you missed that. I'm like, oh, really? And I go back and look at it. And so I'm at a sale 2 weeks ago, and I'm picking, and there's this little sunburst thing with three birds on it. And it's like, I'm like, how much you want for this? $1. I take it home, and it's $100 item.
At the right price.
I don't know what a sunburst clock is. See, that's
sunburst clock. It's like atomic style, 1950s, 1960s. A lot of times they're wood too, and they look amazing.
This listing
shop back in the day.
Yeah, it says Curtis Geer, G E R E style birds in flight sunburst, MCM art. It's just wall art. And I sold it like in a day or two. International shipping, $85.
Well, I see
and
a
it was,
Sirocco
it's like
one.
This big.
Sirocco, Homeco, those are good brands to look out for wall art. Look at us. Okay. Have we talked way too much about reselling and not enough about feces?
Right here?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Bolos. Bolo alert. We should just call it the Bolo episode.
The Bolo.
This is how you sell on eBay.
But Dave, this one was light metal. And it's like, and it was like.
Yeah, some of the metal ones, like the intense ones, they could be $300-$400. At least they were back in the day.
Let's see who's selling Enemann right now other than Kevin.
Look at the market's crashing.
Hey,
on those.
Corsay, $18.
Corsay didn't even care.
Go to the unsold. Just type in Commonwealth Picker unsold.
There we go.
Look at that. Somebody's trying to get $70 for a number two.
Dude, it's
Biggs Collectibles.
It's
wow. He is very confident.
It's autographed, Kevin. It's autographed.
Oh, it's because I signed it. That's
it's
good job, Biggs. Hey,
wow,
more power
Biggs.
To you.
He probably already has three of them, the way you're signing stuff and handing
it
out.
Yeah, seriously.
He's got like a
you're
collection of
you're devaluing your
signed
signature,
Edmonds.
Man.
I'm getting the old mug and stuff.
Susquehanna Picker asked a question on the Patreon. He said, when you buy sealed Lego sets at yard sales, do you flip them immediately or hold for a huge profit years down the road?
Sell everything I sell. There's nothing I hold. The only thing I hold for like the future is not even for the future to resell necessarily is gold and silver.
Trash Cat Rescue said, I know we're not supposed to talk about this, so if it doesn't get read, I understand. Now I'm definitely going
to
read it without
spoilers. Yeah, I was going to say, you know how to get
to Dave. Have you noticed on Kevin's picking videos, he does touch all the dogs' necks? Maybe measuring them? Just an observation. Also, a disclaimer that I've worked in animal rescue many, many years, and dark humor is what helps me get through it. So
there we go. Kevin's like one of those old school undertakers that like pulls out the measuring tape and just like measures them up. So like, I
got
a pride box for that
coffin
one.
All prepared. I'm sorry, guys. I know we said we'd stop. Sorry. Trash Cat Rescue's fault.
No, it's just it has nothing to do with the. Nothing's gonna happen. We're fine. This is fictitious. I mean, Kevin might be doing it. We don't know for sure. There's no proof he isn't.
No Nose Picker said, I hope everyone survives the eclipse.
Yeah, dude.
It's a thing, guys. That's a lot of people are scared of the eclipse.
Y2K.
Media Picker, has anyone sold any WWE items this week with WrestleMania last night and currently on right now? Also, do you think will win, Cody Rhodes or Roman Reigns? I think Roman, but I don't know.
I think Cody.
But I think
lost.
Roman's kind of retired. Oh, is it already over?
Because The Rock, I think, had something to do with because they're cousins. Roman and The Rock are cousins or something. I think Cody
might
lost.
Be over already. Well, I said
the American
I said
Nightmare. I was definitely rooting for the American Nightmare.
Let's see. Rhodes versus Reigns. Cody Rhodes finishes the story at WrestleMania. That sounds like Cody Rhodes won.
Did he win?
That's what it sounds like.
He finishes the story is kind of vague.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think Roman Reigns is kind of stopping. He's not wrestling as much anymore, so it makes sense for...
He's putting all his money, all his time and energy into being like the 17th character in the Fast
Lane. Anyway,
I didn't sell any WWE. I did not. Did you?
I don't have much listed.
I did. I did. In my auction, I sold some of the 1987 stuff that I got last week. So
I got a question about a Stone Cold shirt.
I just keep
selling those bandanas, and it's ramped up, but it's not any... I sell those all the time. So, hey, I wanted to get to something before I forget. Is how many followers? I just looked on the followers. Have we
Did
talked
the
about
the cigar
this
guy?
Before?
Have he had 2,000?
No,
and
no,
he had
no,
four
no,
people
no.
watching his live
on
and
eBay.
He was smoking that cigar.
On eBay.
I love that though. That's awesome.
Store followers. Because I get
Kevin.
You
the
know,
weird thing is he said that's what he does, like for a living. He's a cigar reviewer guy. He's like, this
Dude,
is what I do.
What
I review.
I got four people tipping me a flower every. That's 10 cents or something. Like he gets 2 cents of that, I think.
Wait a minute. He has 2,000 followers. He says he does what for a living.
He does. Yes, a TikTok followers.
Maybe that,
he said
maybe
I might start
TikTok.
A YouTube channel soon. I'm like,
he don't do that
how
for
are you
a
doing
living.
This for a living. I don't understand that. She must be selling a lot of glass.
My wife keeps showing me these people that are making a living with like farm animals on Instagram pages and TikToks, and she's like,
dude,
this could be us.
That are
I'm like,
me
dude,
making
no.
Six figures on TikTok Shop, and I'm just sitting here banned on TikTok Shop for no reason.
Dude,
whatsoever.
I did TikTok Shop for a little bit. I don't really. It's too much work.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Kevin,
work.
How do I see how many followers on my store? How do I figure that out?
I have 4.3.
You go
3,
to your store, but
me
I was
and
trying
Don
to
have 4.3.
It was get it to, you know, I get sensitive about the viewer sales and I'm like, why do I get so many stinking more than everybody else? It's crazy. And I want to know what
like
your
you
followers
have,
are.
You don't have like a lot of good stuff for regular
I have 5,800.
I think you
followers.
Just have like trinket okay. stuff.
What do you have?
Maybe
20,000 followers wow. on my eBay store. 20,000. But I think it's Facebook. I'm come to the conclusion that well, there's two. One is I actually read the comments when people leave them, and I think that encourages more of it.
I do too.
And the other is Facebook. It's because it's Picker, Flipper, and Facebook. I don't know.
No,
why,
see, Kev, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's not that you read them. It's that they want you to read them, and they want to be associated with you. They don't want me to read their comments. It's a dirty
okay.
little secret that they bought from me. Like, don't tell anyone.
Oh, don't tell
me. Anyone. Don't tell them I watch you, please. You're
a
terrible a
little bit of charity reseller. For you.
They don't want to follow
I got a viewer
page.
Sale, Kev. I think I could win the viewer sale challenge right now for the week. What's your best viewer sale for the week?
Best
monetarily.
Monetarily, that is a great for the week. Oh, you're gonna make me go
well,
look.
I'm just gonna
right,
tell
you,
mine
yours.
Is the Hot Duke. Came in and bought 10 O-Snap phone grips.
No,
$10, $30 phone grips. That's $300.
Why?
Because he loves me, and I love him, and it's a beautiful thing. What about you?
Paid is you. I'm looking for the last.
It's
week
not $300, right? You can press
no
that.
Way.
Yeah,
no chance.
Probably drop
no
it.
Chance.
So since we're gonna drop that, I wanted to talk about your popcorn bucket. You sold it.
I sold my popcorn.
Tell
bucket,
me about
yeah.
it. Like, what's your profit 40, level? How'd you do?
I didn't calculate that one out. So I don't know what. How much was the popcorn bucket? 24.
I don't know.
25.
Like $20 with popcorn. Where
it's
I'm at.
24. 24. Okay. I think. Okay. It's that much cheaper. Nothing's cheaper where you're at, but whatever. Let's say it's $24. Maybe it was cheaper. Maybe I'm confusing it with the ghost trap, but
the
whatever.
Ghost trap, I think, is 25.
Okay, it sold
I think
for
the normal bucket's 15
40, $44.95 plus shipping.
Okay.
And for, so you but, pay for your oh, you know what it was, Dave? It was the popcorn bucket and the cup that I got Coke in. So it was $25 for both of them combined. So to pay 25, got $44.95, and I got free popcorn and Coke plus ship. That's pretty good.
So you made like $10 and got free food.
More than 10.
That's typically like if it's a good popcorn bucket selling
$16.
Yeah.
That's typically like the price range where like it's worth buying. If you
yeah,
can get
usually
your
pays
popcorn
for my candy
and your
too.
Drink or
actually
for free and make $10 on top, then you did good.
15. Yeah.
10. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it's well.
Abacus.
I'm trying to figure it out. Plus the shipping.
Bring your abacus out.
Get
not
your
15,
abacus out.
But say $12.50 to $14 profit.
Yeah, so you could have gotten candy too, Kev. See, you know, you should
have
done
that. Plus free Coke and whatever.
He's
I mean,
counting
throw how much that costs.
He counts like
there.
He's in Oregon Trail, like how many packages of dried
Dude,
meat and whether Timmy's going to get dysentery
that.
And die.
Good. What? Ghostbusters was not good. You told
I
want
to go see that
it
tomorrow or the next day.
It was good.
It was hate everything now. I don't know what's wrong.
You're
with
old now, dude. You sucked. Thought Oppenheimer was going to be Rambo.
I think.
Well, Carrie, lower your expectations.
I'm not saying it was great.
I don't have high expectations.
It wasn't great, but you got to understand. My expectations were I just wanted Bill Murray to be in it for more than 3 minutes, and he was. So I was.
How
good.
Does he look so bad, and the other guy looks? So
yeah,
good?
Freaking Winston is more jacked than me. Like he
and Bill Murray looked 600.
He looks 10 years younger than us, and he's like 80.
82 or something like that. I mean, he's Kevin's age. He's Kevin's age, but he looks way stronger. He's got huge muscles.
I'm impressed by him.
My Ghostbusters experience was just like, I don't know. This story was just meh.
It was a little bit different.
There was Slimer. Slimer's great. But the rest was just meh.
I mean, nothing's ever going to be the Ghostbusters, but I want Bill Murray.
Who plays Slimer? Andy Serkis or like, I don't know, Andy Milonakis or something? Who plays him?
Nobody.
Really?
Long enough.
Somebody plays Slimer?
Well, like, I thought, like, remember, like, Gollum was, like, that dude running around and,
like,
throwing balls
on
him?
That's different.
But he actually talked. Like, Slimer's only in it for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He
he's in it twice.
Spoiler. I was expecting it
also,
to be
a Slimer.
Also, he
has a
Slimer
butt now for no good reason.
I pulled a Dave, and I'm wondering if I should
cakes
make a video about it.
Cakes is what the kids call them. It's cakes.
Okay. I sold a Rust thing. I don't know what it was. I sold a Rust thing, and I picked the wrong Rust thing and shipped it. And then 2 days later, I sold the other Rust thing on Mercari. Oh, no, I sold it on eBay. Somebody sent me an offer, and before I replied to the offer, it sold on eBay. Anyway.
Can you spell the word you're saying?
Rust, R-U-S-S.
Oh, it's like a plush. Like
plush.
Yeah. Okay. And so they're both the same size, totally different, but I sold them. And so I shipped it to this one guy, and then one of them was a viewer. I'm like, thank goodness. So I'm like, dude, I shipped you the wrong thing. I have the right thing here. I'm going to ship it to you. Unfortunately, the thing that I sent you just sold to somebody else.
Did you ship
that
guy's label with his replacement?
No, because I wanted it because I wanted him to ship it ASAP. So what I did was I shipped him the right item, and I'm like, hey, would you do this? I was like, look, I understand if you don't. I'm going to refund the guy, cancel the order if you don't. But if you're willing to, I'll send you $5. You know, I sent him a refund on his item, and he's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Dude,
I'm like,
losing.
Thank goodness.
And
I haven't done that in
spend
years.
Spend $2 to get your money, dude. You're screwed. It's over.
Whatever.
Might as well
who
just
cares?
Quit Mercari like everybody else.
Yeah, Mercari. Mercari's the worst.
Satisfaction. I didn't sell it on Mercari. It was, and that's how I figured it out because there was an offer on Mercari. I'm like, I just shipped that out. I'm like, how can there be an offer on Mercari? But whatever.
Yeah, I sold stuff on Posh too.
Here you go. I sold a sweatshirt. I sold an Atlanta Falcons. This is what I mean about dual branding. Atlanta Falcons, Garfield sweatshirt, $125 plus shipping.
The Garfield movie's coming out too. That might be it.
Yeah, oh, and Fall Guy, y'all. Fall Guy.
Oh yeah, isn't that based on like an old timey show from back in the olden days?
You didn't watch the Fall Guy,
dude? I'm not 70.
Man. Oh, Fall Guy makes Eastwood look so fine. That stuff's going up.
Once
right
again,
now.
Eastwood. You realize Eastwood's like 900 years old.
You haven't watched The Bridge Over the River Kwai? What's wrong with you?
World War II.
Where are my Werther's and wheat pennies?
I sold a Fall Guy model years ago for like $100, and it's going for like 300 now because that movie's coming out.
We should have a segment where Kevin waxes poetic about the old days. We'll call it like Werther's and wheat pennies.
Wolfman's Goodies.
Like 2 minutes.
Hey, you're going
to
like
Wolfman's
this.
Wolfman's Goodies wants to know what we do with defective animated plush. What do you do with it?
Defective animated plush?
Yeah, like you get it and it's got like battery corrosion, whatever. What do you do?
It's almost always not worth selling.
I turn them into puppets. People
tell me
you can like replace the terminal metal and stuff, but I'm not going to do all that. I'm looking for profits.
If your animated
projects,
plush requires surgery, it's a loss.
Not
just
stolen.
Chalk it up like day, or just throw it in your storage locker thing.
You hate shipping animated plush?
I don't know. It just depends on. No. The ones that have the bases on them and stuff. And
bases and a polymailer?
They hang around too. I got this Winnie the Pooh Christmas one that I picked up. And I'm like, yeah, it'll sell. And then it's like, I did pick up a Mickey one that for $1. I wouldn't have paid more than $1 for it. I'm like, I'll put it on my Christmas whatnot. Hey,
well,
that reminds me of
ones
something.
I find, and those
I got a
good.
Promo my whatnot show on the. I got a few
no, you
coming
don't,
up.
Though.
Just listen, I do. This
like
is a good
don't.
One. This is a good one. 19th, y'all. The 19th, we're giving away brand new AirPods and we're giving away Chick-fil-A gift cards, and it's the biggest show I think we've ever
but
done.
But have you
so.
Tried the there new Chick-fil-A chicken recipe? Everyone's
no.
up in arms
oh, hey, here
did
you go.
Did you hear the rock star flipper? What's his name? It's similar to that. It's
he's the one that
like
yells
Kevin.
At people who are parking, correct?
Real food. What is this, Kevin? What is this?
Yeah, all right. So there's a place down North Carolina. There's like four or five cities down Winston-Salem, King, and all this that have this Dario place. Dave, you would like this place, I think. You should go check it out. It's like a mini chain. There's like 6-8 restaurants, and that's it. But I discovered it. Well, I didn't discover it, but for me.
Yeah, the Christopher no, Columbus of dogs.
Cool Kevin was saying he hates it when I put my arm on my head. Hates it.
Oh,
I
does
don't know
he?
Why. Yeah, he hates it. So now I've been starting, like this whole episode, I've been doing two this arms.
Feels, this feels uncomfortable, but also sexy. Like
yeah,
it.
It's sexy is what I'm going for, you know, but it's just not working. Oh, Kevin's doing balloons. Some sort of animation down balloons. There.
I can't remember selfies. The other ones. What's the rest
Carrie,
of it?
You're doing, how are you doing it wrong? Just like
put
this, it
behind like this.
Your, you like, no,
look,
it's
he's
not
got,
that far.
It's those little arms in the hands.
He's got those T-Rex.
Do I look comfortable?
T-Rex
am I comfortable
arms,
yet?
This is T-Rex arms.
No, that's not like this, right?
Hey.
Is what you're doing.
Yeah.
I got an offer to be on another podcast. So,
oh, did you?
How much are you gonna up my pay on this one?
Go for it, Kev. Have fun.
It's been a good run, honestly. At this point,
eBay podcast. I could completely sell out like Dave did years
like
ago.
eBay.
Did I tell you about my comic book? What happened with that? Like, I sell the $2,500 comic, right? $2,500 comic.
Yeah, we've heard about it.
See, did I tell you I paid $60 to insure it?
Oh, really?
And I paid $60 to insure it for full value. Yeah. And the dude messages me on the delivery day and says, hey, what's going on? Didn't you get signature required? It says delivered, left with individual, but my wife doesn't have it. Okay. And I was like, what?
Yeah, you
and
were tripping about
tracking,
that, too. What
and
happened?
Sure enough, the tracking says left with individual. That's all it says, left with individual. And
so you didn't get signature confirmation. You just got insurance.
I paid for signature confirmation. I checked the box. It was $2 or whatever. All that.
Refund.
They just didn't do it. They just literally
get a refund.
Did not do it. On the $50 or the $2?
Oh, on whatever the signature confirmation cost.
Well, what about the fact that the
comic
was
missing? Well, I
wouldn't
have insured it. Insurance
well, did it arrive ever, Dave?
What
did
about
you
the fact
it
that the comic was missing, Kevin? Is that not the bigger deal here?
Well,
you
you're
find
missing.
The comic.
Yeah, well, but obviously, listen, if he couldn't find the comic and it didn't show up, I would have heard about this long before this.
I've heard this said by Kevin many times. Stop focusing on the macro and start focusing on the micro. He
yeah,
always says
he
that.
Has to focus on the micro when he gets to the bathroom.
Somebody asked him.
Gosh, here we go.
No, listen, it arrived. It arrived, but the
ow,
mailman
just ran over my foot.
Dropped it
ow.
Next to the trash can on the side of the garage. That's
and
where,
said left with individual.
And said left with individual. $2,500 comic with
post office. Make a post office sucks video. People love those.
Yeah,
I
they
should
do
that. I didn't even talk about it in my video. I should have done that.
No,
yeah, that's the good title.
You're becoming like such a pro with your videos. You're getting killer views on Flipper. I'm like, that's a good title, Dave. That's a good title, Dave.
Is it?
That's a good title. It's like every single one.
Not the
like,
latest
dang.
One. But
well,
I the
okay,
one
but I'm
good.
Just saying, you can't have all bangers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
bangers.
I'm like, dang.
Bangers and
this
mash.
Is like,
I did have a couple. No, it just like worked out. Like he
whoever's
lost his job
a drinking
and blamed
game,
me.
Take a drink. Kevin said bangers. That's
yeah.
good for a
the,
shot.
The he lost his job and blamed me was good. We all just got swindled by the reselling
yeah.
platform.
I mean, I'm
good.
Like, dang, these are killer, man. I mean, I was like, I used to be proud of myself. And I'm like, yeah. dang, if Dave could do yeah. it, I'm yeah. not anything special.
Exactly.
I, you know, those good clickbaits get me like 12,000.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, you
it annoys
me.
Boy. It annoys me how much title and thumbnails matter and not great yeah. content because
hey.
One thing I do is great content. But
dude, no, you don't. You don't even put out
hey.
Videos.
I know. Well, I do. I've been focused. I've done two videos this week, but they've
three
been on cards.
3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago is what
I've
I see
done two
here.
Videos on cards this week. That's where the money is.
What do you
is.
Do then, Carrie? Because you're not over there helping me build. Dibbed it. I don't see in the Discord.
What do I do?
I don't.
Do
what
you
do you do?
He sits at $1 card boxes. He sits at $1 card boxes.
I do TikToks every day. I have two feature length, and I call them feature length because they're long.
I do TikToks every day.
You know,
well,
you do,
not
you,
every
you
day.
You just have it chopped up. I actually put a little bit of what they call the sauce on it.
I do.
I make it watchable.
Feature length videos. I actually ship stuff and list stuff. What I don't get it.
That's a mystery we should leave unsolved.
It's not that hard to get when you have only a few hours of awake time. You can't get as much done. It's really
I don't sleep that much, man. I couldn't even sleep last night. But yeah.
What's going on? Are you stressed out again?
I had a sleep problem.
You guys don't want to hear it.
I do. We do. Everyone's here. They loved it when we were real with our anxieties. They said it's so relatable.
Dude, it's I sometimes just can't sleep because I don't want to get into it. Like I don't like sleeping in it. It trips me out sometimes. So I was trying not to sleep. It doesn't.
You
make
don't
sense.
Like sleeping?
I don't know how to explain it. I get anxious about sleeping.
I get,
don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, there's this new trend in the culinary world.
Yeah.
The new trend is called a butter board. Have you heard of this? This is like the new trend. It's like a charcuterie.
This is Dave's way of telling that he's got a whole bunch of subscribers on his AI kitchen. This is so predictable, Dave.
I bet they're not even real people. They're probably AI people.
Just tell us 20,000.
So it's like a charcuterie, but instead of cheese, you use butter. And it's literally just a board covered with unsalted, like high end butter. And you put some salt on it. And then you'll do like quadrants, right? So
what one makes butter high end?
We'll have. You know, like Kerrygold.
It's just,
right?
Isn't it
Kerrygold,
like,
less fatty or something like that. Less greasy. What? I don't know.
Wouldn't you want more fatty?
Expensive butter. Let us know in the comments down below.
Hey, you can start a TikTok and review butter. Make
you
a
should.
Living.
Just like stick at a time. Just take one bite out the stick and just review it.
That's what I do. I review butter on TikTok. You know,
that would probably work.
I've got 2,000 followers and 4 people attend my live.
Honestly, if you did it and you made it funny or whatever.
Okay. So anyways, the butter board is very good. You put like minced garlic and thyme and rosemary and you dip bread in it. It ends up being like, you know, Carrie, you go to Outback and you eat all the bread, right?
Yeah.
So imagine your Outback bread has a butter.
It's like
board
an Italian
bread
where you dip it in the oil and the vinegar.
And then on the other side, you've got like butter with like orange zest and orange juice and some honey, and it's like a sweet side. It can be lemon then, Kevin.
Cheez-Its.
Anyways, I made this for my cooking video, and I went to town on that sucker.
See, I told
and
you.
And then by the end of it, I had probably eaten like a full stick of butter just as a snack. And let me tell you, I did not enjoy sleeping that night because I was like vomiting in my mouth like while I was sleeping. And so that's where I actually got the segue was the not liking sleep.
That's how rock stars die, Dave. That would be a good way to go.
From eating butter or for barfing in their mouth?
Choking on their own vomit while they're passed out after.
No, my cooking channel is actually dead. I wasn't going to brag about that.
That would be like a Dave way to go, though. Like choking on his own vomit because he ate too much butter.
Ate a stick of butter and choked on his own vomit.
It's Rockstar, but Dave has hair. But it is very Rockstar.
Rockstar is now doing videos about the 99-cent store going out of business, by the way.
I don't really know what his niche is anymore. Do you?
It's the same one as the guy who's always talking about calling the cops. What the hails?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Call the cops.
I think his neighbors are trying to sue him from. I don't watch his videos, but I think I get enough information from the
mayor, the sheriff.
Long has Rockstar Flipper's profile picture been him with a Gaylord of remotes? Like, how long has that been his profile picture? Is that long? Like, I don't remember that.
That's when I quit content. Right. When I have to be like, guess who's the remote goat? You know what I mean? J-Ride and
yeah, who would
Rockstar
win between
just...
J-Ride and. Just
let me tell you, I can't
Look
believe some of this stuff.
Has that always been his profile picture? Just him with a Gaylord of remotes? Is that normal?
Let's look at the top, though. So he's got, I don't know if you guys know, he has a BMW i8. And then what's the other one?
Amazon.
What is he filming in the other one? Is he filming a concert?
It says your cart with cookies. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I don't really know what's happening.
You got the 99-cent stores going bankrupt.
Is he upset about it? Is that what he's implying by being sad about it?
Dude, did you watch his Mercari video?
That's actually pretty cool.
I saw that he made one.
Tim was saying that there was one Mercari video that was really ridiculous.
All right, so I should watch. So my research for my Mercari video, I should watch Dave. And then I should watch Rockstar Flipper.
But I did it over 3 videos, so enjoy.
You need to watch Tim's on RIA.
Here's my feedback. If you are quitting Mercari because of a $2 fee, you're not good at reselling, and you should probably just quit reselling totally.
That's kind of what Tim said. Tim said, stop selling $5 crap on Mercari. Sell something good.
If that even crosses your mind as something you get upset about, question everything.
People have deactivated all their listings.
If you're paying 10 cents more on eBay because they're bumped up 10-cent fee to list something, so over $10, I mean, you could be selling 400 things in a month. That's $40, and you're not going to whine about $40, but you're going to whine about two.
The same people that are taking down the Mercari listings are also promoting at suggested ad rate of 14% on eBay and paying an additional 14% in fees.
They're also calling eBay at 4 in the morning saying the Cassini wiped out their listings and they need to reboot their whole store or whatever.
24%
Why can be so mean?
Well, I mean this lovingly with love. I meant all that with love.
24% in fees is what they're paying on eBay, and they're mad that Mercari took away fees and has a $2 charge to withdraw.
Hey, dude, I don't buy the takeaway fees part. I mean, I do to some degree, but there's
it's not happening, man.
No. Don't act like there's no effect. I don't believe that there's no effect to that.
This weekend than
I got you. I got you. I'm just saying. Tell me there's no effect to it.
I think there's a very minimal effect in adding fees to the buyer.
When you started going through this with me, I said it was a good decision for Mercari. Good for them. But I don't think it's like people are going to ignore the fact that they're paying that fee. I don't think so. There's other aspects of it that make it a net positive for them. But you know what I really want to see is I want to see somebody reduce a fee. They only ever go up. Just one time somebody reduce a fee.
Mercari just took it away. Completely.
They took it away completely.
No,
yeah.
Dude.
Why
it's totally different.
Do you want
it's
them to different. Pay you to sell on it?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, just take eBay, for instance. Why can't they just one time come in and just say, hey, you know what? We're going to reduce this fee by 10 cents instead of increase it.
I don't understand how Mercari.
Why would any business do that?
Count for you.
Because they didn't take away all fees. They just transferred them to the buyer.
Well,
they're going to make more money
on this.
We're the seller. Do you think they're going to make more?
Yeah,
or less
we're
money?
Pro seller
we're
here.
Pro seller, not pro.
Yeah, how many times have you told me off camera? I don't care about the buyer.
That's what you
I want
said.
More Skrilla.
If you think, that there will be more buyers on Mercari because they are now charging the buyer a fee, there's zero logic in that. There's no
defense
to it.
You need to watch Tim's. I love the way Tim put it. Mercari wants stuff to sell, Kevin.
I totally get it.
If stuff stops selling because of the fee, they'll change something. But
if Mercari
totally
has more stuff for sale, that's good. I mean, right now.
I also have to remember their platform has now been advertised everywhere by every news outlet who's never even heard of Mercari.
I said it was a good decision. I'm going to do a video on this.
You're a little
going to get more sales because of exposure.
Maybe that's short term because they're in the news like crazy. I get that. And I totally agree with this. I think it's the right move for them. But you can't discount the fact that they are charging the buyer a fee, and that will have an effect.
But it's not
overall, it's a good move. I think it's a smart move. It sets them aside. It creates a totally different selling atmosphere. Totally. And
from what I understand, though, and this is I really want to like nail down this. You're saying they're not reducing the fees. They used to charge sellers a 10% fee, right? Isn't that
did
the
you
number,
know?
Carrie?
10%. Yes.
They're now charging buyers a 2.9% fee, which means
the
fee has gone down 7%. They have reduced fees from 10 to 2.9.
Do you really
and
think a 2.9% fee is going to stop somebody from buying
okay,
a Michael
you're telling
Jordan
me something
rookie
that
card
I'm
they want
of,
for $1,000?
That's my point. You need to educate.
I don't think it's
going to
stop them.
We were paying a 10% fee selling on Mercari. They took that away, and now the buyer's paying 2.9%.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not what you said on the previous video.
Previous video?
The one we talked about it on this show.
Oh, well, we didn't go into the minutiae.
Look, if that's the
we
case,
didn't go into the finite details of the percentages.
If
but
that's
yes.
the case, I'm shocked, and I'm extremely happy. So let's go back. Mercari, if I'm not wrong, started off with that model. They started off charging the buyer a fee and not the seller a fee. I mean, think about Carrie, you know this in the auction world.
Yeah.
Most big auctions, they charge a buyer and a seller a fee.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that is when people complain, and let me point when I'm doing this so people take me serious. When people complain about eBay fees, for example, I always find it funny because, like, the baseline at an auction is 25% on top as a buyer's premium, and they charge the seller as well on both ends. So, I mean, I could very well see as time goes on there being more buyer fees on eBay. It makes sense. That's the logical way for eBay to make more money is to start selling a buyer.
Oh, good Lord. Don't give me
I think they will. I think they will, dude. I think they will.
It'll be interesting.
I mean, I could be wrong. I'm going to go try to add something to my cart.
Oh, you could be wrong.
Well, I want
to
see
what
they're
charging.
Well,
don't admit it. Don't admit it if you are.
I just bought some Hey Dudes. I literally just bought some Hey Dudes the other day.
So that smacks of desperation to me. I mean, how are they at 2.9%? That's all they're making on a sale? Shoot. So look, if that's the case, I mean, why can't eBay do that and make that model work? That's crazy low. Who makes 2.9% on a sale and can make a... That just is...
Were they trying to gain market share or something?
Okay, gain market write-off? Share.
Maybe, but man, talk about reducing your income. I don't. I mean, you got to go to a shell company at that point and provide no feedback or provide no customer service.
$50 for the Hey Dudes, $9 for delivery, and then a $5 service fee, and that's it. $5. Okay. So that's what is $5 on. 50 is that what percentage?
10%.
10%. Yeah, that's 10%. So why are they saying this? When you Google it though, it says a 2.9% fee.
That's got to be the transaction fee. That's the percentage for the transaction of it.
Credit card company.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I misunderstood it. Maybe they just literally just moved the whole thing over to the buyer.
That's what I understood.
I still bought it and I didn't even hesitate. So
that's what I'm saying. Like
that.
So there you go. Mercari is just
counting on dumb
buyers.
I don't think it's going to matter as much as people think. I think it will matter on some low-end stuff, but if it's 10% on something you spend $10 on, are you going to not buy it for $11?
I mean, I can't get those. Hey, dude, they're discontinued color, and I can't get them anywhere but eBay or Mercari, and on eBay they didn't have my size. So what? I mean, well, where else am I going to get them? $5, whatever. It's just cost.
You could just not buy them.
But just don't buy Hey Dudes, you know, don't give in to being middle-aged.
My other ones,
wear something
my
cool.
other ones are really gross looking. So, and they show up on my videos. And
I know somebody else who wears Hey Dudes.
Let me tell you. I tell you, man. My parents buy me Hey Dudes for my birthday.
They look comfortable. I really should wear them.
And they're so easy to put
on. But
they
last like 3 months, man.
I typically
terrible.
Just wear whatever gross. I find at the thrift store or whatever Dave gives me from his inventory, even if it doesn't fit for like 6 months. That's
I got a cool pair for you here too, Carrie. Next time you come. Thank you. Which Carrie? Did you hear Carrie backed out of the 100 mile yard sale?
Oh, you're not coming.
He's not coming.
I don't want to fly. I don't know.
Oh, so that's why Dave's not excited about it.
It definitely makes it less exciting. Carrie's not going to be there.
Well, it's just like for 4 or 5 days, and we've been traveling nonstop, man.
I totally get it, man. I totally get it. I mean, I want to see it, but then you know what's next, right? The 127, and there's just so much.
I mean, honestly, with us moving East Coast, it'll make. I mean, I'll be hitting all the stuff. So
I cleared my schedule this year. I mean, I have no reseller events on it. Ray, we should shout out Ray's event, by the way. Y'all should go check out Ray's event down in Nashville, Flippers down in Nashville, and go to that. I am 99% not going, holding out a sliver
depends
of chance
on if he will. Give you the cash.
No, I'd do it for him. He's a great dude.
30,000 appearance fee.
Shut up, dude. Y'all
seems
are
like
so
that
ridiculous.
Actually, that was a question in the Patreon. Of, Joy of Flipping said, when is the next trash to cash event?
I don't know.
Maybe the Highway 127.
Is there anything going on in Crossville
during that?
Maybe some sort of bowling game.
You two are stupid. I hate both of you. Well, there's no sense in causing havoc around the race. Everybody should.
If we're
going
to do it, I want to do it at the same location.
Kumbaya,
at the same time as the other one.
Campfire. We'll have a fire out here. That's what we're going to do one day, Dave. We'll have a fire, get the kid. We can come over, roast some marshmallows. I think that we should pay, you know, we should have food in instead of going out to these restaurants and paying $500 for all these people. I think, you know.
Usually you only have fires out there when you're burning evidence, correct?
We should start saving the trash to cash funds for me and Kevin to eat like kings.
Yeah.
I know. At least like send me pictures of what I'm paying for.
Thank you for this dinner.
You guys have
bought
me so much stuff throughout the years.
I had
enjoy.
Somebody at the yard sale that I kind of know a little bit. They're like, "Hey, you know, I'm glad to see you're not driving around that beat up old white pickup truck, dude." He's like, "Dave and Carrie say you got all this money and you finally have." And my little pickup truck now is just a nice little pickup truck, but they're talking about my old one. And I'm like, "Dude, I can't spend money on automobile. I don't drive Cadillacs like these two clowns."
I drive the Honda most of the time.
Anyone who's on the top half of the podcast screen is a caddy owner. That's just the way
I'm thinking about it,
Dave.
I might. The Escalade is a nice ride.
What I love about the Cadillac is the prestige.
You know, it'd be funny.
Worldwide.
Is pulling up in three Cadillacs to a trash to cash event. That would be like almost Harry Tornado level taking the stupid limo to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, that limo had a low IQ, I agree.
Yeah. And just like a la Harry Tornado, just walk out of the car and say, we'll buy anything. Doesn't matter the price.
I have a request, and it goes to any flipper in Josh's area. It's a great idea. I'm not Soda local, City. So I can't really do it. Soda City, listen up, buddy. I want someone to go in and say, I bought out Harry Tornado's antique booth and then redonated it to his Goodwill or something. Like, something like that. I just see if he rebuys it. His whole, or take it to his flea market and try to sell it to him. Like, without telling, buy out his whole flea market or his really whole funny. Antique booth.
That's a way to get a
shout
out.
Set up a table with all his stuff on it and then see if you can get him to buy the stuff that you bought from his antique.
Yeah.
And then you could, like, leave
or
Soda City Flip stickers all over it was here or something like that, and you just buy out
his
whole booth.
You could, like, find the flea market sellers who normally sell to him and just, like, seed
just
their
give it to
tables.
Him. Yeah, just literally just give it to him.
And but, like put a marking
back.
On it.
Josh ripped you
like
off on
when,
this. Take it back.
When Josh sells it and then buy it from him on Whatnot and then, like, hide something in it. And so you
doesn't Josh bring people to the flea markets, like actors that he just says, hey, stand in your booth for a second.
Yeah.
We're going to make up.
All of his content is completely fake, actually.